soul. Breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My House of Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Janice Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Janice Jackson Ministries website. That's at www.janicejacksonministries.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. It's none other than your host, Pastor Jay, coming to you live from Houston, Texas. To God be the glory for the great things that He has done. I'm excited about the show today because we have begun a study on prayer. Amen. Developing a strong prayer life. And yesterday's show was a teaching show. And so today's broadcast will be that as well. We're going to be talking about practical issues in developing a consistent prayer life, But before we do that, of course, we have to get into our weather and all that good stuff. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll let you know what's going on in your weather. Please share the show. Let somebody know that you're listening.
My gospel soul, Pastor JC.
Come on, put your hands together. I can't stay here long. It's all right if you clap your hands. Come on, just put your hands together like this. We can't stay here long.
Said I'm leaning on the Lord.
Said we walk by. No. You never fail. Come on, you can just put your hands together. Come on and groove with me. Said we won't
fail me.
Y'all don't mind, say it again. Lord, said I'm leaning
on the Lord.
Said I'm walking by faith, not by sight. No,
you never fail me yet.
You never fail me yet. Oh, Jesus.
Come on, some folks gotta work a lot of overtime. can just pray for your homies. This year, everybody get a bonus. Just bless somebody, just help somebody. Go on, bless somebody, go on, help somebody. It don't matter how you do it, you ain't even gotta tell nobody. Get your mind off material things and start thinking about a spiritual change. And that's the word for you. If you're gonna be a godly liver, then you gotta be a godly giver. So go on, bless somebody.
Relationship with.
praise God, and you have to understand it's just that simple. Amen. It's really just communion, fellowship, and spending time with God. It's also intercede for people. We can intercede for the sick and those that are going through, praise God, through our prayer life. Amen. Prayer is just a conversation with God. It is the time where we ask the thing that we need of Him, and He gives us those things. So, and He also has that conversation with us about, do you need this? What do you need? You know, helps us to decipher or discern what is necessary and what is not necessary. Or what is the desire of the flesh and what is the desire of the spirit? What is this for my own personal gain or to build the kingdom? This is what a relationship, a prayer life with God would do for you, praise God, and put you in a better position to receive of God. Amen. I'm just so excited about this topic today. I'm sharing and trying to get myself ready on Facebook to share and so other people can see in the building as we share on this topic today. Because a lot of times, you know, it just takes a little time and a little effort on our part to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this radio broadcast today. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you could use us mighty. Use us like never before. Lord, I ask that this word be of a sweet smell of savor to you, and that this word fall on good ground for those that are listening, for those that are seeking to be closer to you, those that just want to know. They just want to know a better way. They just want to increase faith and increase work and show somebody the love. But they really ultimately want to be close to you. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you help me to deliver a word today that will help them to develop a consistent prayer life. And we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Amen. God bless you all. We're trying to get our lives up and going. Well, we may not be doing a live today. We may not be doing a live today. We're going to just let that go. All right. So, building practical issues and developing a consistent prayer life. All right. Let's get into A. First, I'll read you of yesterday, which there was a lot of information there. You may just want to just tune into the show. And we start off with the introduction. A, prayer has different expressions, such as intimacy with God, interceding, for revival, justice, and social transformation. Prayer covering for individuals, providing prayer covering for individuals, praying for the sick. Amen. Then with be a consistent prayer life is essential. It's essential. And you have to get that in your spirit and understand that prayer is necessary. Sometimes the reason we don't pray like we should is because we don't feel it's necessary. That we need to ask God to give us that hunger and thirst for the necessary thing. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Not so much the things that that come easily, but that discipline. Praise God. Behind serving God. Amen. So again, consistent prayer life is essential. Now, then it says, what is prayer? Prayer is talking to God, all right? Prayer is so necessary because it causes the spirit to be energized. It releases God's blessing on our circumstances and results in real changes in the church the nation, and society. E, it says prayer is a place of abiding in Christ. And we went over to John 15:5. It says, he who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me, you can do nothing. Amen. Again, going back to what I just said, understanding that prayer is necessary. It is a key component to your relationship with God. It's key. And I gave the example yesterday. It's like if you're in a relationship with somebody, you know, and somebody is saying, I'm in love with you, but they've never spent time with you. They don't know anything about you. They don't even know where you live. But they're in love. You know, they don't know what breaks your heart. They don't know what could separate them from you. They don't know what you won't deal with, deal breakers. They don't know anything, you know, about you. But they confess that they love you. So, you know, we talked about that, abiding in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Getting to know you, getting to know all about you. Amen. Then we went on to prayer was never meant to be a duty-based or merely result-oriented. You know, sometimes we pray, it's my duty to pray. But, or I hear people say, marriage is work, marriage is a job. It never was supposed to be a job. Marriage was never supposed to be a job. Our relationship with God and our prayer life was never meant to be a job or just to get results. If I do this, then this is what I eat. You know what I'm saying? It was never meant to be that. Praise God. Amen. Rather, it is the place of encounter with God, where our spirit is energized. We grow to love him more. Amen. As we grow to love him more, it positions us to be energized to love God and people by receiving God's love as a father and a bridegroom. Amen. Amen. And so that's just a little snippet of what we went through on yesterday. For more on that, please just click on the previous podcast from yesterday, and you'll be able to hear more on that subject. Praise God. Amen. Let's get into what we're talking about today, which is practical issues in developing a consistent prayer life. It says three ways to strengthen our prayer life are to set a schedule. We need to set a schedule, amen, and stick to that schedule. Praise God. We need to set a schedule, amen. And then also, let's see, for regular prayer time. So, in other words, weaving it into our daily routine. Just like you would get up and you would brush your teeth. Amen. It needs to come that natural. Because if you look at it and have the attitude towards prayer as though it is a duty or it is something I have to do, you know, because when you get up in the morning, you get that, it's routine. You brush your teeth, you wash your face, prayer should be just as common in your everyday routine as brushing your teeth, combing your hair, putting your clothes on. It should be just as common, not a duty. If the enemy comes in to try to make you feel as though, I don't feel like it this morning. Oh, why? You know, and it turns into something else. Okay, let's look at the next one. It says, make a prayer list. Now, I'm telling y'all, this works. Making a prayer list works. I have a prayer list of my own where I thank the names of people, who I need to pray for. I may have a specific things they have asked for me to pray about or something like that, but I have a list. So after my magnification, which is thanking God for who he is, thanking him for another beautiful morning, giving him my day, and letting him know that I thank him for helping me make it through the night, covering and keeping not just my person, but my property, my children, thanking him for that. But then after my magnification, I go into my prayer list, you know, which consists of the schools, the government, and then my personal prayer. So for my own friends or associates or acquaintances or whoever has sent me a message, put me on your prayer list, praise God. And that helps me to stay organized with my prayer list. And then it says, and have a right view of God. Amen. Have a right a prayer list and a right view of God. Hallelujah. And like I say, that comes with that magnification, you know, magnifying him. And because when you wake up and you didn't dream last night, you got some stuff on your mind from the day before, getting all the clutter out of your way and getting your mind back on that he is Alpha and Omega. He is beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. He created all things. He has all power. His majesty, his dominion, his glory, and getting so praying in with a right view of God. Let's continue on. It's a schedule. Amen. Hallelujah. It says a schedule. Establishes when we pray. A prayer list gives us focus on what to pray. A right view of God causes us to want to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Knowing who He is. A right view of God, when you understand who He is, and we're going to go into the name of God. Amen. And after this study, we're going to go into the name of God, because a right view of God, knowing who He is, like I said, magnifying Him. You start your prayer out with the skeleton of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. Praising Him, worshiping Him, knowing that He is the in control of all things. Amen. A right view of God. Let's go to B. It says, two simple practices put in place have helped me to sustain my prayer life. First, I schedule a time to pray. Second, I create and utilize my prayer list. Okay, so it's reiterating A. Schedule your time and stick to your prayer list. You may veer off of, or some may drop in your spirit, but keep that prayer list as an outline as you pray. You know, sometimes we go before the throne of grace and we just go into a unstructured prayer, which is fine. But if you are trying to build consistency, you start with that prayer list. You start with that prayer list. I find myself sometimes when I am praying and I'm not at my usual prayer spot with my prayer list, I can still remember my list. I can remember. I might not remember in the correct order, but I can still remember my list because I have trained myself to call those names and pray for those people and pray for the schools and pray for our government and our president and our local officials and our police officers. And, you know, I have that in my mind. And so you do the same thing if you want to begin to develop a consistent prayer life. Amen. Most people will pray 10 times more with the simplicity of developing a schedule and prayer list. Many who love God never develop a consistent prayer life because they lack these. Over the years, I have talked with many who refuse to do these two things, considering them to be legalistic. though they confess with pain their inability to sustain their prayer life. So that's, you know, we have to personally be real about where we are. I know you're saying, well, and like the author said, I don't want to, that's legalistic. I don't want to pray like, prayer meeting. I don't want to pray, I want to do it this way. Sometimes we're like that, and that's what the author is discussing with us now. Sometimes it's like that because we don't want to admit that that we have a problem being consistent. And let me help you with something. There's nothing wrong with admitting that you have a problem being consistent. Because when you admit that there is a problem, and y'all know, you can get help. Amen. But you have to first understand that there is a problem. That there is a problem. I know with me, I had to admit that let me tell y'all something. From changing hairstyles to change, I like to change my atmosphere, my rooms and stuff around a lot, which came from my mom, but I just like a different atmosphere a lot. But that was drifting over the inconsistent motions was leaking over into my consistency with my prayer life, praise God. And I had to, so this year, and plus, when you identify the issue that's going on in your life, you're able to call it out when it's creeping up on you. You know when you're falling off in your prayer life. You know when you have made a goal to be consistent in prayer, and then that alarm go off on your phone, which is a good thing to set an alarm on your phone, but that alarm goes off on your phone, and the next thing you know, you're saying, I don't feel like, oh, I'm so tired. But guess what? When you make that small effort to go ahead and do what you have committed to do, which, you know, in this day and time, me and my husband was talking about it too, it's very hard to find consistent, loyal, and faithful people. But you have to understand that consistency, loyalty, faithfulness is a personal attribute. And for us to develop some attributes that will help us in consistency, you got to first develop a routine. You got to first make a list. You got to first, you know, stick to that list. And before you know it, like I said, when my prayer time comes up, no matter where I am, that list is in my head. So I can go ahead and I can begin to pray. As a matter of fact, you can make a list and put it in your phone. Your phone is everywhere you are. Pull that list out. If you need a little worship music, or you need to go in the restroom and at work on your lunch break, or set your prayer time for your lunch break. Set your prayer time for in the car, get to work early, you know, or after work. But set a time where you know nothing can mess with it, you know, or you'll be willing to make that extra effort. Because a lot of times we got so many excuses why you can't be consistent or faithful or loyal. But it starts with discipline. It starts with discipline. Amen. Okay, let's look at the next one. It says, once our prayer time has been scheduled, we must consider some of that time as sacred time. Amen. Mm-hmm. Sacred time. Hallelujah. And when you, that precious time, that sacred time, that thing that everybody, and you may have to go as far as to let everybody know, this is my prayer time. This is my time that I set aside for me and God. This is my, and if your family know you to be a prayer warrior and know you to be a person that get breakthroughs, all this stuff, look, they are going to respect your prayer time. Now you got some folks in your family that's not gonna respect it, but you're gonna have to be persistent and consistent, making sure that you do what you need to do amen, to make sure that you get done what God has told you to. You want your intimate time with God. You really, really do. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to finish up our study on practical issues in developing a consistent prayer life. back, welcome back, welcome back. Lord, I worship because of who you are. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're talking today about practical issues in developing a consistent prayer life, a consistent prayer life. Talking about discipline, we're talking about a prayer list, different keys that'll help you start your journey on being in being consistent with your conversation, communication with God, amen. Which increases intimacy and fellowship with God and the Holy Spirit, amen. God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Trinity. Amen. Hallelujah. So we want to continue on in our study. And as we do that, I want you to make sure that you are taking notes. And make sure to share it with somebody. You know, prayer is... we don't hear people talking about prayer as much. You know, it used to be a time if the nation was in peril, and if you know, things were happening, and if people would pray. People, now it's a moment of silence. You know, and I'm not downgrading that, but prayer is the key. Prayer is power. Prayer is what brings miracles. It opens up the doors for miracles, praise God. And when the saints of God, amen, come out of our place of trying to be superstars and be more on the worship and connecting with God, it'll bring us into a place that's more loving, and it's more giving and forgiving. It brings us to a place where we can see nations changing and the government changing and our leadership change for the better. Praise God. Whether he removes a person or whether he changes that person, God can change a person's heart. But if we're not praying and connecting with him and fellowshipping with the Spirit, how can we expect to see change? So now we must come into a place, praise God, amen, to where we are putting prayer first. You know, sometimes, I want to say put prayer first, it's put God first, amen, but praying is putting God first. Let me pray about it. Let me seek God's face. Because a lot of us go off of what we feel like, well, I'm able to do it, so I can do it. I'm able, but let me do it. No, did God tell you to do that? Or are your steps being ordered by him? You find these things out in prayer. Praise God, amen. Hallelujah. Let's continue on. It says, once our prayer time has been scheduled and we consider it as sacred time, and make sure everyone around us knows it, treated as a real appointment with the King, because it is a real appointment with the King. Amen. It's an appointment with God. I have an appointment with God. Matter of fact, use that. When you get to setting up your prayer schedule, this is my appointment with God. I have an appointment today with God. Hallelujah. So I need to set this up. Praise God. I need for y'all to understand. It's like a doctor's appointment. Praise God. When people call you, say, I need you to go here, I need you to do this, first thing you say is, oh, no, I can't do it. I have a doctor's appointment. Praise God, amen. You have an appointment with the King. Hallelujah. I like that. A real appointment with the King. It says, the author says, I committed to the Lord to treat certain scheduled prayer times as sacred appointments that I would not miss except in an emergency. I won't miss unless it's in an emergency, you know, unless it's just something that I just can't, absolutely, you know, got to do. And you have to, listen, let's go back to what I said earlier. prayer life is what? Necessary. Listen, prayer is so necessary. Go back to D, which is from yesterday's show. Prayer is so necessary because it causes our spirit to be energized. It releases God's blessings on our circumstances and results in real change in the church, the nation, and society. So you're not just missing an appointment when you miss prayer. You're missing the nation's deliverance. You're missing, like you say, I'm out of medicine. But you're out of medicine because you missed your doctor's appointment. Your doctor can write the script. Come on. Hallelujah. So if we treat it as such, then we put ourselves in a position to make sure that we are covered. Circumstances, situations, government, social, all of these different issues that's going on in the world. Praise God. Amen. Yes, you, little bitty you, come on, can strike a mighty blow. Imagine it, as you start your prayer time, you take this study and you teach others how to schedule, get their prayer time on a schedule as a doctor's appointment. I'm meeting with the king. Come on. Amen. Using a prayer list is an essential tool that helps you to focus as you pray. And then he says, and like I said earlier, he said he takes liberty to deviate from the prayer list or omit parts of it as the winds of inspiration touches him. But understand this, that you develop the consistency. Amen. Glory to God. But at least you have an outline. You have a guide. In this conversation, just like it when you go into the grocery store, and I'm going to tell y'all something. Pastor Jay has to have a grocery list when she goes to, when I go to the grocery store, I have to have a grocery list because I'll go in there and get everything but what I actually went in there for. And my mother used to do it. She'd go in the grocery store and I'm going in here to get a loaf of bread, you know, and then when she comes out of the store, I mean, I'm seeing 15 bags. What you, she said she went in there. You know, to get some bread. We've been sitting out here for hours. She comes out with just a full, you know, but that's how it is, you know. Sometimes you deviate, you know, and sometimes it, but you have that skeleton, that that guideline to make sure that everything that you know that you need to be praying about, consider your personal issues and a personal thing that you want to, maybe bad habits that you want broken, things that you know, that prayer list helps you to remember to pray on those things. Amen. So that's just to encourage you today. Praise God. So that's our part two in the study on developing a consistent prayer life. Praise God. We talked about the practical issues, just some easy ways. It's two things. Schedule time and make a list. Come on, amen. Schedule time and make a list. Praise God. So that you can make sure that you keep your appointment with God. I want you to be consistent in your prayer life. I believe God will be great and marvelous things in your life. Amen. Through your prayer life, through fellowship with Him and the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Amen. So make sure that you keep your mind stayed on Him. I want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Who cares? God cares. Amen. I don't know about you, but that's true. Who cares? God cares. So we'll talk to you. Tomorrow's show is Blessing Loose in Faith. Praise God. So we'll be talking to you again, maybe Saturday, maybe Sunday. Might even be just Monday. But whichever one, we'll send out a notification on Facebook so that you can get ready, amen, to hear the next part of this study. God bless you.
My God for soul.
the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth.